family when they see that, and to know that that will be there forever. I want to share three stories, numerous partners, all sharing hope. Miriam and Mario Salinas. Miriam and Mario live in Penitas. It's that colonia that David described, right there as far south as you can go on the border. Miriam and Mario have three children. They own their land, their lot, and on that lot is their home. It's a mobile home. It's a home, but it's not much of a house. Their words, by the time we got it, it was already used up. It is a dilapidated wreck. Their mobile home does not have any working plumbing. It does not have any air conditioning. And if you've been in deep South Texas, you can feel that pain. Mario is a day laborer. And yet poverty and lack of opportunity affects he and his family every day. Miriam has worked a variety of jobs, but how do you work the job and then the kids are home and then after school, what do you do? But Miriam found hope. She found Jesus. She found it at the Buckner Family Hope Center. She began going to the center, and there she was introduced to the saving knowledge, the gospel of Christ. She also began taking some of the classes that you've heard of. She signed up for a bookkeeping class and even a class on entrepreneurship. She writes, I don't even know what that meant, but they said it had something to do with starting a business. She found her passion. Her passion had always been to grow plants and flowers. She loved to grow things. And so she enrolled at the Buckner Family Hope Center in a class offered by Texas A&M AgriLife, the AgriLife program. And today at the back of her mobile home are hundreds of flower pots. Carrie Sims is just loving this story. Thousands, hundreds and hundreds of flower pots and all of this soil and all of this dirt, and there are rows and rows of new trees. Delicate plants are starting, and she and her husband have even built a very basic greenhouse, a lot of plastic and a few boards they were able to find. And one of the boards says Salinas Nursery, the nursery where hundreds of plants and trees are grown and then sold at the market and even are being sold online. But next to the greenhouse, and right beside the mobile home, is an almost finished 2-bedroom new home provided by Buckner and being built by church volunteers. Miriam wrote these words, "My children will no longer have to come home after school and be alone. They will be there with me where I have the nursery surrounded by plants and trees. Buckner has even provided for us a life coach that helps our family, that helps our business. I finally feel like our family will survive." Hear those words. "I finally feel like our family will survive. In the new home, I just can't believe it. My girls will share a bedroom. They will no longer be afraid when it rains. They keep saying, Mommy, Mommy, when the storms come, we won't even be afraid, for we'll have a new home." Hope. Partners sharing hope. But there's more to Miriam and Mario Salinas' story. Enter Carlos and Elizabeth Cabrera. Carlos and Elizabeth are volunteer builders who spend most every Saturday and even some week evenings at the Salinas new home. Carlos and Elizabeth love volunteering. Miriam tells it this way. "Carlos and Elizabeth are so good and so kind. They're here every weekend. They worked for hours and hours on our new home. They don't even get paid. I always look for them, and when I see them, Miriam says, I grab a handful of sodas, Gatorade, and water. Carlos Cabrera said this, we are so glad to help Miriam and Mario. We get it. We know. We understand. Because you see, in 2019, the Cabrera family, they also received a home from Buckner. It's just one block over from where the Salinas home is being built. And they've been going to a Bible study at the Buckner Family Hope Center, and the Bible study has been on serving like Jesus. Carlos said, when Buckner called to tell us several years ago that we had met and fulfilled all the requirements for our new home, he said, it took us 3 years to qualify. We were so thrilled. We were filled with joy. He said, for many, many months, I got up every morning at 4 a.m. before I went to work, and I would pray and even fast. I kept asking God for a miracle, and God heard my prayer, and we have a new home. Carlos and Elizabeth, their life was changed, and now they're servants, they would say, like Jesus, volunteering to build Miriam and Mario's home. Partners sharing hope, serving like Jesus. This final story, however, is probably my favorite of partners. It was 2019 when Maria Pena lost her husband suddenly, unexpectedly, a young man to a heart attack. Their 15-year-old son Leo came home from school and found his dad in the living room floor. Maria, in her article, tells of the total despair. She said, I was so lost. I have no family in the valley. I had few friends. My whole life was about my son Leo and my husband, and now I've lost. There's nowhere to turn, she said. I didn't have any hope. One of her friends suggested she go to the Buckner Family Hope Center. She had never heard of it, but she went. Immediately, she said she was surrounded by some ladies who prayed for her and invited her to come to a ladies' Bible study. She said she was so afraid because she didn't speak any English, but the Bible study was in Spanish. But through the study, then they said, we have classes here at Buckner that you could take. The first one she signed up for was ESL, English as a second language. And after feeling so good about that class, she signed up for others. She said, I went to a bookkeeping class, and I went to a finance class, and I went to a business class, and I went to a class about, yes, how to start a business. Now, Maria loves to bake. She'd always loved to bake, and now she has a new catering business. And every day, she bakes and bakes on her new oven in her new kitchen home. And you, Church First Baptist Lufkin, partnered to make that possible. Now you think, well, now let's see, was that in 2017? In 2017, we built two homes. We finished out kind of two homes. It was cold that week, and it was hard. And then in 2019, we just did one home where we, from the beginning to the end, but it wasn't either one of those homes. In 2021, due to COVID and other issues, we didn't make a trip. But Cottonwood Creek Church in Allen, north of Dallas, they wanted to go to the valley. They had heard about Buckner. They had heard about mission trips. They had heard of churches who went to the valley and built homes for families. But at Cottonwood Creek, they said, so many of our members are older. And it's 600 miles from Allen to submission or penitus, and COVID was just starting. They were sitting in a room and they said, wouldn't it be neat if we could build a house here and just ship it down there? Well, they told Buckner that. And Buckner said, well, let's talk. So Buckner put Cottonwood Creek Church in touch with First Baptist Church Lufkin. Walker, being smart, said, I don't know anything about it. You need to talk to David Sanders, Mark Morris, and Art Nelson. They began to share with Cottonwood Creek. They began to share plans and conversations and ideas. They began to talk about how we had done things here, and they shared drawings, and they even made some trips to Cottonwood Church. Well, Cottonwood Church must have some Aggie engineers too, because they said, well, we think we can change this and even do it better. They took our plans, they adapted the plans, they adjusted the plans, they worked the plan, and in 2021, Cottonwood Church builds what they call the First Baptist Church Lufkin model home on their church parking lot. Built the whole thing, and like we'll do in a few weeks, then took it all apart, unassembled, loaded it on a truck, off it went to Penitas, where other volunteers joined them. They built a wonderful home for Maria Pena. Maria had been making those small bakery items in her old mobile home, and they put that commercial kitchen in. Every 40 minutes now, she can make 100 empanadas. Is that what you call it? 140 minutes, she has her business. Partners sharing hope. Maria, one home, two churches, all coming together for the glory of God. Centuries ago, before there was a Buckner, before there was a First Baptist Lufkin, before there were homes in this colonia, Solomon, in his wisdom, surrounded by all of his goods and all of his wives and all of his things, wrote some words that are good for us. If you have your Bibles, Ecclesiastes chapter 4. I'm reading from the Message translation. Listen, chapter 4, beginning verse 9. It is better to have a partner than to go it alone. Share the work, share the wealth. And if one falls down, the other helps. But if there's no one to help, tough. Two in a bed warm each other. Alone, you shiver all night. By yourself, you're unprotected. But with a friend, you can face the worst. Can you round up a third? A three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped. Now, I often use this text when I'm doing a wedding, a husband, a wife, coming together with God, that three strands that hold strong. But I think it's a beautiful analogy of what we are doing and have done and will do with our partnership with Buckner and with families. It's better to have a partner, Solomon said, than to go it alone. Share the work. Yes, share the wealth. By yourself, you're unprotected. Can you round up a third? Isn't that what Jesus said when he talked about the wise man, Matthew chapter 7? Jesus said, a wise person builds his house on the rock, and the rain comes down, and the streams rise up, and the winds blow and beat against the house, but the house does not fall because the foundation is built on the rock. The homes that we get to build, these walls that become homes, what makes them so special to me is the foundation, the rock. Now, I've been a long supporter of Habitat for Humanity. I believe Habitat is a wonderful model, but there's something special about what we do with Buckner that is even greater than humanity. Unapologetically, these homes are built on the rock and the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That as churches and as volunteers and as families, we unapologetically share that vision together. We're partners in love and partners in grace, partners in our financial gifts, partners in servanthood, all brought together. Can you round up a third? I think we have. That's Christ alone. A three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped. So what do we do? How do we end this today? Well, four things I want to challenge you to do. The first is to show up. The next 2 weeks, we only have two Saturdays. I want to encourage you to show up. I'll show up. I know Saturdays are crazy for some of us. For some of you, it's the only day. I want to ask you, either this Saturday or next Saturday, from 8 to noon, show up on the parking lot over there. We get a good enough group, I'll buy us all lunch. Let's show up, and let's see what we can do. We'll be Jeff's partner. Jeff will show us, because he's learned all how to do this. He'll show us what to do. There's something that all of us could do in the next two Saturdays. Let's show up. Then let's sign up. Walker spoke earlier about signing up to go to the valley. It's a commitment. It's a full day down there and not doing anything but driving. But you can go for the first weekend. Or maybe you can leave on a Sunday after worship and spend 2 days. Maybe you go the whole time. Dan is going to bring our youth. They're going to be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. For some, it's spring break. It costs, and it's a drive, and it takes time, but I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up. 1 day, 3 days, the whole week, sign up. You can do that online. If you have any questions, call and talk to Walker. And thirdly, let's give up some dollars. We can't all give the same. We've raised about $15,000 already. We need about that much more. We provide all of these funds. We build the house with those funds. This is money that you would give above and beyond what you'd normally give. I went to Waco yesterday, took our kids to eat. You know, barbecue's expensive. Gosh, I said, Trent, just get a chopped sandwich. But no, you know, he gets the barbecue plate with two meats and three sides. You know, I spent over $125 on kids eating barbecue. That's like going to Whataburger on Sunday. And $100, you know, we could probably all give maybe $100 to this, or some could give more. But we could all give something. I want to encourage you to show up and sign up and give up, and most of all, to pray up. I know you're thinking, well, you had to put that in there. It's probably the first thing we should do. Pray. Pray for this project. Pray for the families. The Castillo family. The Castillo family started in 2016. To meet the requirements, and finally to be chosen. Can you imagine the excitement? They have three teenagers. The excitement to know that their home is being built in a place called Lufkin, and they're going to bring the home here. 2016. The other home is for the Hernandez. They have four kids, four-year-old, eight-year-old, 11 and 12. They started their process in 2018, have been waiting and planning and going to class, the Castillo and the Hernandez family. We should pray for those. Write those names down, the Castillo and Hernandez families. Pray for them. Pray for our team as they travel. Pray for these last few weeks as all these boards come together. Show up, sign up, give up some dollars, and most of all, pray up. We get to be partners. Solomon was right. It's better to have a partner than to go it alone. Share the work. Share the wealth. If one falls down, the other helps. But if there's no one to help, that's tough. The hymn we don't sing very often is called the Servant Song. And the words are phenomenal. I want you to look at the hymn number. It's number 613 if you want to use a hymnal. Well, the words will be on the screen. It's our hymn of commitment. It's our hymn of dedication. It's what we're called to do, to serve others. Like the Cabreras, to show up and serve. We're never more like Jesus than when we take a towel, as Jesus did, wash the feet, when we serve others in Jesus' name. We're going to sing, then following that, I'll pray, and then I encourage you to come and sign these walls. Let's